between the years 2009 and 2012 also went to that wealthiest 1%. The lesson? The increases in income are going to entrepreneurs and investors, not to employees, not to the people who work for money. Rich Dad lesson? Savers are losers. 20 years ago, most publishers vehemently disagreed with this lesson from Rich Dad. For the poor and middle class, saving money is a religion, financial salvation from poverty and protection from the cruel world. For many people, calling savers losers is like taking God's name in vain. The lesson? A picture is worth a thousand words. Take a look at the chart provided in the bonus material of 120 years of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and you will see why and how savers become losers. The charts show there have been three massive stock market crashes in the first 10 years of this new century. The first crash was the dot-com crash around the year 2000. The second and third crashes were the real estate crash of 2007, followed by the banking crash of 2008. The giant crash of 1929. When you compare the first three crashes of the 21st century to the giant crash of 1929, you gain a perspective of how truly giant the first three crashes of this century were. Printing money. The third chart shows that after each crash, the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve Bank began printing money. Saving the rich. Between the years 2000 to 2016, in the name of saving the economy, the banks of the world kept cutting interest rates and printing money. While our leaders want us to believe they were saving the world, in reality, the rich were saving themselves and threw the poor and middle class under the bus. Today, interest rates in many countries are below zero, which is why savers are losers. Today, the biggest losers are the poor and middle class, the people who work for money and save money. Rich Dad lesson: your house is not an asset. 20 years ago, in 1997, every publisher who sent me a rejection slip criticized Rich Dad's lesson that your house is not an asset. 10 years later, in 2007, when subprime borrowers began to default on their subprime mortgages, the world's real estate bubble burst, and millions of homeowners found out the truth in that lesson the hard way. Their house was not an asset. The real problem. Most people do not know that the real estate crash was not really a real estate crash. Poor people did not cause the real estate crash. The rich caused the real estate crash. The rich created financially engineered products known as derivatives, products Warren Buffett has called weapons of mass financial destruction. When the financial weapons of mass destruction started to explode, the real estate market crashed, and poor subprime borrowers were blamed. In 2007, there were an estimated $700 trillion in financial derivatives. Today, it is estimated there are $1.2 quadrillion in financial derivatives. In other words, the real problem has gotten bigger, not better. Rich Dad lesson: why the rich pay less in taxes. 20 years ago, a few publishers criticized Rich Dad, Poor Dad for disclosing how and why the rich pay less in taxes. One stated that that lesson was illegal. 10 years later, in 2007, President Barack Obama was running for re-election against former Governor Mitt Romney. When it was disclosed that President Obama paid approximately 30% of his income in taxes and Governor Romney paid less than 13% in taxes, Mitt Romney began the downhill slide that would cost him the election. Taxes again were a focal point in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Rather than find out how people like Mitt Romney and President Donald Trump pay less in taxes legally, the poor and middle class get angry. While President Trump promises to reduce taxes for the poor and middle class, the reality is the rich will always pay less in taxes. The reason the rich pay less in taxes